veterans of American wars have been working on surviving the aftermath. They want to focus, among other things, on avoiding suicide, and some have found a powerful symbol, NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
This story begins with a big red New York Fire Department van driving down to Walter Reed Hospital a few months ago with a bucket full of steel scraps. The driver is Danny Prince, a retired firefighter from Brooklyn. The scraps are from the World Trade Center.
It's remarkable. The pieces of steel that we have, they're so important, and you don't want to waste anything.
The steel has been used for all sorts of crosses, Stars of David, welded onto different FDNY engines.
And all the pieces of steel that were left over, we just continued to leave in a bucket, and it was about 25 pounds.
Before his four decades in the fire department, Prince served in the Navy. Lately, he'd been talking with another veterans advocate about the high rate of suicide.
Luker, he wanted to make something special.
Luker is the nickname of former Marine combat pilot Steve Daniluk. His idea was to use the steel.
The pure, almost religious nature of the steel that's from the World Trade Center.
To make a symbol that would help veterans feel less isolated.
It's being transformed into something that is all about healing.
It's going to Texas, and they're going to melt it down and forge a sword.
That's right, a sword. Luker, whose day job is as a pilot with American Airlines, got the steel out to a pretty well-known swordsmith in McKinney, Texas. It's a Greek-style Spartan sword, short and broad at the tip. A Spartan sword because several years ago, two veterans came up with something they called the Spartan Pledge.
My name is Boone Cutler. I served in Iraq 2005-2006.
Boone Cutler was talking on the phone with a friend about a vet who had killed himself.
And then I said to him, you know, hey, have you ever thought about it? And he said, yeah, I think about it every day. And I was like, wow, it blew me away. We'd never discussed that amongst each other. And I mean, we were tight. We covered each other.
Off the cuff, Cutler and his buddy made this promise.
You really can't think too far ahead when you're in that state of mind. So I said, you know, just call me first. Don't punk out. Don't go without saying goodbye. And then we made an agreement to at least call each other first.
Other veterans helped that evolve into what he started calling the Spartan Pledge. Last month, when the sword was finished, a half dozen vets from around the country took the pledge over it.
It's only two sentences. Repeat after me.
A local Army vet who was crippled by a bullet early in the Iraq War, and his mom, who also served in the Army.
I will not take my life with my own hand.
I will not take my life with my own hand.
A soldier from Florida who lost both legs to a bomb in Afghanistan, and another wounded Army Ranger who came down from Kansas.
Until I talk to my battle buddy first.
Until I talk to my battle buddy first.
And Danny Prince from Brooklyn, and Luker, the Marine pilot, and others. Now, there are some skeptics. Therapists have been making so-called no-suicide contracts with patients for years.
But they've really gone out of favor. There's no evidence that they actually prevent people from taking their lives.
Rajiv Ramchand researches military suicide at the RAND Corporation. He says the important thing is to get a suicidal person into professional treatment.
I don't think that taking the pledge would do any harm. We just have to be careful. We can't think that taking this pledge is going to all of a sudden reduce suicide.
He does agree with these Spartan Alliance veterans about raising awareness and creating connections between veterans. Boone Cutler says that's why he's confident that the pledge helps. It's the second half of the pledge.
My mission is to find a mission. To help my warfighter family.
To help my warfighter family.
Getting reconnected to some kind of mission is what these vets say they need to escape the isolation many find after the military. Reconnected to someone you can eventually open up to.
That's one thing about the Spartan Pledge. It creates the conversation. It gives you a reason to bring it up.
So you might end up talking about it with someone who you never think needed to have that talk.
I never thought he needed to have that talk. And I don't think he thought I needed to, you know.
After the ceremony in that Texas backyard, the sword was flown back to New York City, where dozens of firefighters took the pledge. This weekend, 200 veterans and caregivers are getting together in Virginia at what they're calling Spartan Weekend. And they'll be invited to hold the sword and pledge not to kill themselves. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.